Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Report on a bee-connected grant. This is around February to a Lilliput Historical Society. It's around $3,500 Australian dollars. And I think the listeners are going to find it interesting. In there's a little bit of a surprise in terms of a group of people's reaction to this grant, and possibly a bit of fascination to see how a wealthy country goes about trying to figure out how to feel the way forward. We sort of got big environmental problems, other problems, but we're trying to feel our way forward on this problem, and with a lot of compassion and goodwill, get ourselves over the line. So I'll just go into the Be Connected organisation. This is just basically a podcast report to them, and then what things are. So where I've heard about them was we had the president of our little volunteer organisation, about 50 people, sort of local, an age-old residents, pretty old residents in the little village of Glenbrook, have a historical society, and the president was going to go into History House in Sydney. So this is an old style, sort of mini or old, it's not a skyscraper, but a multi-story historic building. And we sat around a table, and he was going to go into it, but he unfortunately tripped and fell and hurt himself, and he sent me an email, could I go? And I said, oh yeah, look, I'll go. So I turned up to this thing, not quite knowing what it was, but it was held by the Be Connected organisation. A facilitator was there, and that facilitator, we had about eight history societies from Western Sydney around the table, old table there, and we sat there, and we got this lesson about connecting older people to the internet, and there was a grant application scheme, and it took a while to understand, and some ideas about, you know, what an old person would need to know, and the story, there was some grant money and an application process. And so I took away this information, and dutifully, from my research background, organisation, not too clear what they want, grant money, apply for it anyway, and try and meet halfway. So this is a bit of a story of that, this entire process, trying to meet halfway in between them. Now, the organisation, what is Be Connected Australia? It's a large multi-million dollar charity organisation which has formed a network of intelligence resources for older Australians. Wherever you are in Australia, you can get online, find a map, and you can get a local mentor to help you, or help your granny, or to go into a home or something like that. Help someone, this older person who may want to get on Skype or may want to do something like to read an email. And so the idea of the internet revolution has come across. These people have been left behind. And sort of listening to it, what was the, having been in research, what's the thing that finally said the government, this particular government, give this group money? And the reason is that an older person who's not on the internet is not receiving their pension, is still writing out checks and stuff like that, is costing the Australian economy a huge amount of money, supposedly. Some bean counter has said that. And so it means that so much of the public service has to be kept on assistance line. It has to be physical people, because the person, an older person, can't go FAQs and stuff like that. And older people tend to be resource users. And so the idea, and there's other things of isolation, loneliness, well-being, a whole series of things to say, well, if you're connected, you'll probably go there. Now, this really doesn't capture, I think, the feeling that, look, there's so much new stuff coming along all the time. It's not that there's one bit of new stuff. It's the new stuff from 2000 is still new, and then there's 2020, and there's going to be more and more new stuff. Let's just focus on a little bit I know. And so I sort of understand that some of the older ideas are coming in, and I'm a bit of a victim of that myself, in terms of I sort of know what I need to know, and the other stuff I put up there just to have my finger on, to see what's going on. And if I don't have a mobile phone myself, I can't really get on top of it. Or if I've got an older mobile phone, which happens. So my family, the youngest person would always get the best mobile phone. And then if they needed another mobile phone, they'd have a mobile phone, and that would be handed up to older people, until eventually I got the oldest possible phone. And in school, it would ring and I'd ping out the phone, and people would just laugh because it would still have an antenna or a flip top or something like that, or buttons and stuff like that. And you'd learn a little bit from it. Learn a little bit from the school environment. So there's this Be Connected grant, and the idea is, looking through it, the actual steps between what they said and what you had to do didn't line up, and I was able to research in and ask questions and push and go through this great thing that we should apply for. And I had to organise to educate 16 people in the 6-month period of 2020. And so I did my basic, sort of a little bit of basic homework. What do people really want to know? What are some of the intermediate projects that you would get involved in that would mean that you'd have people interested in the result, and then they'd also want computer knowledge. So I had to go through that. What organisations and resources did we have up there? And not being an absolute wanker. Okay, so if you're a wanker, this is someone who goes, I think jam, fuck, I'm great, just ask me, I'm the resource. If you make yourself the resource, you switch people off. If you say, look, I'm got my personal struggles I'm going through here, can you help me? And of course, people do help me. And the local library said, yes, we will provide all the computers and the resources. And then the local chemists and businesses said, yes, we'll advertise, Be Connected. These are all the things going forward. Then speaking with the president of the Historical Society, look, I don't know about computers. I think people are going to resent this. We're not going to do anything to help you. And I said, well, okay, well, as far as I can see, you'll get the money and I will do the work, and me doing the work independently will be supporting the Historical Society. You can have the equipment, but obviously the people working on it will want to be able to use the equipment for the project, that type of stuff. So it's essentially, you can have the equipment with the caveat of loaning it, but you can have your extreme anti-computing views or perhaps realistic views to go forward, and we can still go forward. So with that, I put in the grant application, and there's one grant for $2,000, another grant for $1,500. And Julie, they have an email and saying, you've got the grant, send us an invoice, your society sends us an invoice, and you go ahead. We'll come to that, to this point of where I've actually discussed this with the society. In the meantime, I'm sort of looking at practicing helping people, and some of the areas in which I've helped people are just really mundane things. So there's an old person, a friend from the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute. I myself have difficulty getting my, you know, people say, what's your mobile phone number? And you've got your mobile phone there, and you go in and you go through the screens, and it indeed is that my mobile phone number was not recorded on my mobile phone. I verify that. But yeah, you know, you've got the skepticism and anger. You know, I can do it on my phone, how come you can't do it on your phone? But the actual place for my mobile phone number was blank when I actually got through the settings and stuff like that. It was blank, and there was a few, you know, I was, now this is interesting, I'm in a internet group, the lowest cost internet, it's $10 a month, massive amounts of data, more than enough than what I want, and part of it is very poor support. And so what happened is I got that for my daughter, but it's so low cost that you can't get a second phone on it. You have to create a second email, a second identity, which is sort of like counterintuitive. So to go through that, there was all this palaver, as it's called, to get this phone. And so I did the basic thing of getting a piece of paper and writing the serial number, phone number on it, and then putting some sticky tape on top of that. And this is not unusual. I often would do that in the lab if there was, you know, you could mix up some bottles, or you had to remember something, or there was a code to get, you know, a code to get into a spectrometer, or lots of times you'd also do things like in a lab, an optics lab, you'd put very faint glow in the dark paint on things, so the lights could be out for adjusting the laser. You could look around and you wouldn't bump in a painful way into the edge of an optical bench, because you know you could see it there in the absolute pitch black. It's like an optics lab. When the lights go out, it is really, really dark, because there's the light coming in from the door and all that type of stuff. Because you've got photographic plates, you should be able to take out a photographic plate, expose it. It's sort of like a dark room, I suppose, to get across. Now, what I'm saying is that I've used that, and so for this person, I've done the practice of putting their mobile phone number on their phone. And there's sort of a sense of relief there. Then there was someone who couldn't listen to podcasts. And so I found a $5 MP3 player and bought it for him, and then put a podcast on it, cleared it up with him, came back to him. He'd lost it, or his wife, it sounds awful, but his wife had put it away. And I sort of know this entire thing in terms of this real anger. You can't find it. And indeed, when you eventually find it, it isn't true that it's been put away, but there's this sort of silly no worries. For this person, I bought another 4 MP3 players. So every time he loses it, I can give him another one. And then if he hears one, I can put it on. The MP3 player is to make it really simple, because he can then listen to a podcast by pressing one button. And it will play on it, and I've organised it. So this is coming through. Now, this is also, in terms of projects, a project for doing, obviously, podcasts, and do oral histories of old people and old history. And then teaching people who've got cassettes how to go on Audacity and clean it up and publish it on the internet. So these are all classical things that Be Connected would want to go. Now, when I mentioned Belong the Company is also Belong the Community Group in the Blue Mountains, our local region, who has specialist projects already set up. Now, this is part of, I suppose, my sort of intelligence background, go back and actually look at the situations, the capacity of one group, the capacity of the other groups, how that's going to work together. A project, the local library, local businesses, and this group here, to go up to them in a very, non-huffy, basic way. And in fact, dealing with Australia, most of Australia, if you have the complaint, I'm a customer stuff, you'll get, oh yes, all your most important stuff. But there is this more genuine thing saying, look, here it is, the situation doesn't work, I've got no emotion about it whatsoever, it's ruining my life, but I've really got no emotion about it, or it's very hard to get, you know, genuinely upset. Very frustrating for other people with you, because they say, look, I've briefed you to get really upset on this and to go through. With this is to go into this Belong, which is another organisation, the local community organisation, and that Belong is an umbrella group, and it's got connections to other groups which are doing things in the Be Connected space. So there's all that capacity there. So we've gone there, Then the podcasting people are interested in doing podcasts. So I've got different people who want to know how to podcast, and I have the equipment for, and potentially this bucket of $3,500 to buy particular equipment to allow people to get involved in the internet. And so knowing that this is going forward, it's you're saying, well, how do I actually, what's the next long range project which would get involved? So I've got someone that there's these people on electric scooters, and people have had strokes, leg problems and sort of that. They're this what I call the scooterazzi. So what can I do? I've got this be connected problem, the historical society, these people like this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to explore the engineering possibilities of connecting this person such that when they actually go on a scooter ride and do a historical society, that they're connected to a pod of these people, and that what they do is broadcasted on YouTube and connected forward. So what I've done is gone up to the point of attaching cameras to the trolley and microphones and starting to get it forward. And this is over weeks and weeks coming, every week coming in and solving one little problem. So we're up to show. Now, the interesting thing is that at this history meeting, I was able to actually show this. This is a YouTube of this person, a 90-year-old on a trolley, ready to give a tour and come along. Now, the people going there could see that it was a picture of a person on a trolley. They couldn't actually go that next step forward. And so this is, you know, so this is sort of rather strange. We've got this stage in that people are beginning to engage and look at the next step forward, but there's something not quite there yet to frame it all together. It's sort of like watching a movie, I don't know, say a Jane Austen on movie, and you haven't really understood a really basic principle. It's not through any fault yourself. You haven't understood that it is an objective of a lot of people to get married. So you didn't quite understand that. You could see lots of stuff, but you wouldn't see the connection to the ball and why people are doing that. So that's fairly similar. So this is interesting in this show. I show this next step. So I've got a few people involved. So if you can imagine a large group, I've now gone from zero to getting a few people who understand what's going on to come and film and get involved in building this process. And it's, I now have a time which they can come to, and if can they get, be there on that time of connection. So just getting up. Now, obviously, this is in the be connected thing because this person's now going to publish on the internet. Now, what's coming further forward is the ability to put Google Home in these older people's thing and just teaching them how to interact with it. So this is going forward. I don't know if you can hear these sulfur crested cockatoos. Oh my godfather, that's I think it's a little flock of 60. That doesn't make sense. I don't know if you could hear it outside. Okay, so this is one group. Now, there's actually a little bit of research on mounting a camera on a moving vehicle, how to stabilize it and the expense associated with it, and how that person communicates across and cross-fertilization to it. And bear in mind, I've got $3,500 that we can just write a check for, but in order to do it, they have to, in order to so write the invoice for it, write the invoice for, to get the money in to pay for it, they have to understand that they're sending the invoice, they have to understand that I'm educating these 16 people, five at a certain standard, and they've got to understand that the money is being spent this particular way, and it's going to help. Now, there's another community grant which I've put in for $2,650, and I'll hear this Monday. the thing that I wrote out what it's for, the best of my ability that I can do. And then I hear that the people haven't really understood what it's about. Even though it's historical society, it's going to do this for tours, it really is, they can only do a an A, B dollar. They can't do A to B to C to D, transforms to G and F, therefore it's a great community benefit. Here's that's too complicated, that's lost it. And it's no point complaining that they don't get it because they've got the money. So I don't know whether that will go through, but eventually if it doesn't go through, there is a plan B to say, well, thanks for saying no, but then can you help me approach someone else for it? Can we, you know, if there's a two-step form. So there's another group for the money. Then there's looking forward for the strategic plan for even more grant money. So it's, now the essential thing, which I don't think people really understand, is that people are sort of used to making a judgment and a consequence and result. I'll make a judgment, I want to buy that dress with this money and get that reaction from it. Yeah, they write a little plan for themselves and they judge it and they have a consequence and a cost and reward. Very much like, say, a judge in a court case, the evidence comes before it, it's deemed, my assessment is deemed to be what I've assessed, and I write a little story leading up to a purchase, which is a solid thing, and I do one thing. Research scientist is a little bit different in terms of that. You've got strands of evidence and or buckets or areas of activity, you know, one, two, up to say six, and you've got consequences, or not consequences, plans, which could go through. You can have, say, six plans. You can imagine traveling across at a different angle, almost like a matrix of things that you can do. And there is this sort of matrix mathematics to determine what you do based on information. So this is incredibly complex. So you can see here, there's the basic training, there's Tim's trolley, and there's another thing coming forward, which I'll talk about. All of which can be done in certain ways. And so someone looking into it was saying, he sort of come in very much with the bang, bang, what? Or what's happening? Yeah, and they feel perfectly calm having a very short concentration spans, or I don't know what the word is, not short temper, but yeah, short attention span. So their attention span is optimized for the world they've created, which is A, B, and C happens. And if it doesn't, I'm ready to punch them out. And this way has been all very successful. It's really worked for them. But it's only really worked for them in the very small projects that they've got. They're not necessarily going, this is more a strategic project. And you get this from, I suppose, infantry officer, in the terms of you have to look at the water, the food, the telecommunication, troop movement, and the enemy, and the weather, and this, and you've got to all optimize. These are all things coming in and different solutions coming across. And then when something has to be done, you have to select two or three different ways to go through it, which means that you, for some reason, you're backing off a bit. You're thinking about what's going across, and eventually you do conduct an operation, and by Jove, it's good. The people are well fed, they've got uniform, they're trained, and they've gone around the back of a ridge, going around the back of an enemy, which is usually more Australian soldiers who are by another by another commander who is the bang, 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 let me tell you about myself. I've got nothing more to say, let me tell you about myself type of thing. And you know that person will just put their troops on the obvious map position to have fire over here. So you put your gun position at the back to fire on their gun position in a way that they can't defend it. So typically we'll look at reverse slope, which means that if you get behind the reverse slope at a different position, you can actually just... They've got nowhere to hide. Sorry, I can't quite describe it. So there's a number of reasons which you're... A number of professions in which you're a bit more sophisticated and a bit more nuanced to come out. And this is one of them where we come across. Now, remarkably, on this meeting... I wait till everyone has had their say and at the end go through and say, oh, here's Jim's trolley. And there's a bit of people going across. And then I go, this is the next thing, is I go, oh, here's an app for historic walks. So what you do is you mark your historic walk out and then your mobile phone will now direct you to it. And once that's the position, you can play some music and stuff like that. So this person... I showed it, and it's ready to go now. And with the Be Connected ICANN, purchase this app, and then speaking to other people, like the NBM. Let's see, it's sort of like the perfect storm. We've got something we want to do. The rest of the world's done really well, so we know it can be done well. So there's no tolerance there. So people are a bit gritty. We've exhausted people by the time it's happened. Then we checked a landscape which is really, really hard to lay optical fibre with. So apparently the Australian landscape can be hard, unforgiving to lay optical fibres. Long connections, squiggly people living out squiggly ways. It's sort of a nightmare going across. And Australian service model, and Australian complaint model, and communication model. So lots of people are just losing telecommunication. And the thing that I'm doing is helping them do wireless hotspots, trying to explain to them how to do wireless hotspots, and just opening up. So there's that to come through. So there's an element of shutdown, and then the announcement that I've got this funding. Funding, and you can put an invoice into it. Now, there's several people who communication and modern technology is too much, in as much that they'll pick up a piece of equipment to put in your car, but they will not know whether it's a computer, a speaker, or a data projector. They will. They're not being mean or anything like that, but it is as much. It's as alien to them as a gizmo from a jet engine or something like that. It's a piece of technology to go through. And then the statement of we made $30 in Australia Day. Our Australia Day store, by the time we paid everything up and put everything forward. So that's how that happened. Or we paid $6.50 for this and the Treasury's going to, it's all very mechanical. And the actual idea, the comprehension, the crunch point time of where to say we've got this grant money, we can go ahead, we can spend it. The only thing required is there's no requirement of what to spend it on, where the money is. It's, the only thing missing is the cognitive thing to understand that it's there. And so as much as the people actually ignore the equipment, people actually didn't even take in that we've got the money, which actually says something to me in terms of there is a meta group, a group which I sort of go back to, which is the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute. And really, this should be a group which takes grant money on behalf of an organisation, be an organisation, and it's... Its role is to enable organisations so the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute can be basically some sort of collaboration, some sort of joint venture where the money goes into the Glenbrook. There is really, genuinely, people have, they're not They're not short in understanding, but they're limited, but sort of people are limited in other ways. We're discussing that they have people limited to understand history and ethos. They're limited, you know, people are limited because they simply haven't been through the 50s, 60s, 40s, 30s, all that type of stuff. There's stuff they can't do. And in order to, like, this is the missing link. So we'll have to really think about how the Glenbrook Institute can actually perhaps take over the grant, take the money and spend it on behalf, get the grant up and running. If the wash-up is that the people with the money don't understand what you're doing because the people aren't across it, it's sort of rather hard to know. If you can imagine all these projects going across, there is yet a last project, which is the Worldwide Museum. That is, convert Glenbrook into a museum which wraps around the entire surface of the Earth many times over and over to map the entire galaxy, the trillionth scale museum. Now, again, it's trying to understand communication of a concept into different areas. So the communication to the politicians with the money and stuff like that, that's falling over because there's people who genuinely can't comprehend. It's just really too much for them. And giving this speech, this talk, you could see, as you did, it was really important to take a test measurement. The information was too much for them. It was just too much. The government had made this crazy, crazy decision to give them money if someone, anyone, would connect to these old people and teach them tiny bits. And I think what the idea is, Be Connected group has misunderstood a few things. They've sort of misunderstood generally what exactly is that next step that the person is capable of. So it might be just sticking their number on the back of the mobile phone. It might be just handing them an MP4 player and saying, this is it. Or it might be knowing about really, these are really small steps that they don't know. They also don't know about how, like, they've got a success area in terms of they're fishing for success stories. So they're putting their casting and they're seeing what likes the bait and what, you know, Rex Hunt kiss. We've got this celebrity from Yonks 20 years ago. He used to kiss his fish and throw it back. This idea. I don't know how old that idea is, but they're sort of going a fish across. So it's a really complex thing to try and get across to Be Connected. The real complex there. Now, the background is, i.e., your person. Why is this particular person able to look at possibly six projects in parallel and pick out information across all of it, create possibly six or three solution strands? This is do it yourself, but more a general solution strand, say with the local community working towards it to go across, but not go on a particular solution. No, the solution strand is not either we do or don't do it. So, like, do I do I fix the gutter or not, or do I buy the car or not? It's more to judge that we're not quite ready. We need more time to discuss with the community and get them on board, because you need the information about where, you need the full information about where the community is, and where the support area is. So to get to your support area, to get some, it's sort of like we know where it is, but you need some takeaway story, story with it, and that if moving forward means taking something that they're not happy with, why do it that way? Why not actually try and see your way through? So we've got the $3,500 emotionally earmarked for us, but we don't necessarily. That's great. It's moved forward. That's that next set of psychological stuffs. For I can understand. I can get money from donations. I can get money from this source. I can get money perhaps from a government grant with no strings, no complexity with it. It's just a connection through it. This is too complicated for me. And talking to them is not going to... Like, you can't... If someone is frightened of a dog or something, you really have to put them in a situation where they can see the dog doing something useful for them. Like, I don't know, hunting out a snake or something like that. Everything else is they've got everything set up defending themselves against the dog, and their mental capacity, part of the dog barking is the person, that dog could bark, or the person could equally well say, I'm afraid of the dog barking, you're telling me it's not a problem. So the defence mechanism against the dog barking is also the defence mechanism against that. You need to see it forward. So the situation here is I will have to actually go through the process, and I probably need a helping hand here to actually convert the Glenbrook thing to a charity, and to actually explain how it is a charity. That being going, said it's also necessary for a charity to actually interact with yet other projects. And so this scooter is part of the well-being project. So these things, the commuters is just one well-being. Getting people out and talking is another well-being. Now the software... I should give a little bit of a background for it, because I've got a little bit of time before I have to set off and produce it. Just checking. You've got buckets of time. The software is for walking tours. There's something called Pocket Sites. It's a US startup. Now, it's a US startup, and you go onto Google, basically a version of Google Maps with markers, and you mark your historical things. Your historical thing is a web page, and you can put in video, voice, and stuff like that. And then you've got a track between A and B, and you can move that track around, and your phone will then guide you. There's a series of things that they have to do in order for us to use it. So I've gone ahead. So it's supposed to remind me of scouting, right? Of infantry scouts. We're planning this attack, right, on this ridge, and we think that they have forgotten to defend this entire area here. So your job is to go out and do it. And part of the going out is to go out and you find that indeed they have remembered to do it, but in order to defend this area, they have a way that they go down into it, so you can lay an ambush. If you wanted to, you could lay an ambush. So being an intelligent scout, you scout out that A, you can't attack there, but B, their defence of it has created a weakness. Now, this is a little bit this here in terms of, and you might go and see if you can sneak around somewhere. So you might take a risk. So this is a bit of a risk. I've gone in and done one side on it, and you've sort of got to walk over the ground and do it. So I've done one one side of it to understand it, and there's a knowledge that sort of similar to there's multiple paths, probably multiple groups there. What is the actual the energy of it? Can I? What's their mindset? Now typically, I hate to say it, that a lot of countries. Now, Australians are probably the most. If you can imagine, annoying. So you've got people who. Countries which are teen, tweenies. Australia is probably the pimply, embarrassing teenager, and you've got more mature countries which have got their social problems, social drinking problems and stuff like that. Australia's under the impression that everyone loves us. This is an appalling idea, because you go to other countries and after a while you say, oh, look, really, we can't stand Australians. So there's a group, I think Indonesia, it's not so bad. I think Indonesia's really had us. Singapore people really hate Australians. The English like it. The English tolerate us. We're just a figure of fun, the Australians. And a lot of Americans consider us extremely stupid. And I'd say, fair enough. I think at the end of the day, if ever an Australian wants to get anything done, he's let down by his other Australians. So at least when an American comes up, he doesn't have all the other Americans saying, "Wanker!" They're not. The other Americans aren't actually actively undermining each other. So you can see from an international viewpoint, an Australian standing up there, you're going, right, what's your country doing for you? What is your country? What's going on? And I do know that a lot of Americans do consider us as a country very, very stupid. I know that you have to, when you send an email, sometimes it's put around, if you try to be overly friendly or say the wrong thing, back in the day, you either get spam or they hand it around or they come in for a conference call just to have a bit of a snicker. And look, I know that. And this is because Australians are also extremely naive. I think a lot of things that they misread thing. They think, oh, I spoke to the vice president of the VP of the company. Now, of course, in American companies, you've got the president and 1,000 vice presidents. Yeah, not just one, but multiple. I've got. So if rather than the head of marketing, the vice president of marketing, the vice president of so there's this naivety where Australians really don't understand who they're talking to in America, and the Americans think we're rather dumb, and so I've got to do this awful thing of phoning up this American company, which is called. What's it, Pocket Sites, and seeing how much, where we can go strategically with it. So there's a certain sense that I'm operating, at a certain point I have to break free of things. Now, in Australia, besides people not supporting you, if they don't understand you, they will cut communications off completely, so you're very much on your own. And if you say I'm on an own and you stop treading water, you'll just drown. So I've got this really high risk stage here of be connected. There's a little bit, thank goodness there's probably a little bit of money still sitting there, people listening to it. I've got the Historical Society, which is doing what Australians do really, really well, not backing their talent. I'm not saying, oh gee, I'm fantastic talent, but they're clearly not backing it. And then saying, you know, I've got this premonition of failure, which of course they really support into it. And the these people have some no long range mission. And this is really interesting because this sort of long range mission, the breaking up into groups, was really the reformulation of the Australian organisation back in the 1940s, in the beautiful days of the 40s. We had fighting patrols, recon patrols, things, organisation like that. That sort of disappeared, and people have now gone back into the sort of Napoleonic thing where they want their commander on a horse to tell them to do things rather than act as independent, as independent groups. So there's going to be this dangerous things where I will unfortunately have to phone up this this organisation to see what I can organise and trying to build, you know, like I want to carry the Historical Society along, but how can I actually do it in a way that actually builds capacity? So what it means is that I've really got to, and the Historical Society links across in a complex way with immigrants, Aboriginals, small business. How can we get, and there's funding which is painted with entry points via these. So there's $6,000 worth of funding if we can do something with immigrants. So the historical group, we can't just say, oh, we can't do it because we don't do it with immigrants. Why don't we look at the probability of doing something with immigrants via this way? And there's just so many or Aboriginals, there's a way that we could possibly do this via this particular way. If there's this, if you sort of think that from a military viewpoint, that you're, the way that you occupy an area is that you go somewhere which can be easily defended and you just build a base there and you don't patrol anywhere of your intellectual space around here, you can no longer project influence. You can assert influences, you can have pageants and stuff like that, but if you don't get out there and actually do things. So one of the things that I'm going to try and see is who can actually be skilled in doing these walking tours. I think it's not too hard. See if I can get something done at the schools, walking tours from the schools, and try and link it through that way, and just try and work it through. So that's where I'm up at the moment. It's a dreadful thing, and I suppose the interesting thing is that you go through making classical decisions, and you make these decisions knowing that you defer a negative. So if you like, in terms of, there's a negative, closed, basically sedentary way of creating an inertia, an intellectual inertia, which you are happy with. It's an environment, you sort of air-conditioned space, sort of like a pod, a mental pod that you do. And to be aware of that, to be sensitive enough. So if you initially went in like that, you would make your thing and they would put the fire extinguisher and chuck you out the chute. So you don't go in, you don't light your torch first. You shape up the wick, you do your fire, your cigarette lighter off to the side just to see things are going. And you see people reach for the fire extinguisher and you just say, I'll put that down. You lift up the fire extinguisher, you put the candle and match down, and you just keep on watching, and you just watch until there's a little bit of a lag. You try and get the frequency there, and then say, well, this this process isn't going to go here. And in general, this will never escape its sphere of closed sphere of influence. If you want to go beyond, we have to actually think beyond. And if we don't have the resources, the one step resources, it's 2, 3, 4, 5 steps required to do it. It's going to be built up in tiny increments, and the first tiny increment can be a technological step where you actually download some free software, do a test and show something, and this is a free test, a test, and I've sort of shown that, but that's not been successful, but we know it's sort of like not being successful, but there's nothing lost. What was happening before was definitely not successful. And and it's really interesting to actually it being not successful and people's examination of it not being successful. So I wouldn't present any ideas to the History Society. They're not ready. Well, unfortunately, the ideas have to actually flow through a basic thing. You've got to actually have a very slow heartbeat, but it's got to be a heartbeat, and you've got to go through and you get some sort of information. You really need the courtesy. If you really have to have people say, no, we're not interested. Now, given that these are the room of, of people, there are things which they physically can't understand to go across, and there's a lot of these statements you hear are very much, so what exactly is the next step next week? Will next week, will this produce the same money as doing it the other way? How does it operate? So it's just a really hard thing to get across. I think it's really fascinating in terms of, probably a take-home message that even if you put the money right, it's like putting the firelighter right in the place where it's going to start the fire. I'll put it in there. How come there's no spark there? Is it something? It's not just the fuel, it's the oxygen. The idea is across, and people are looking out and they're looking at the world changing around them, and there's little steps of it. Sometimes it's too big, it's too much, and they've created this haven, which is okay there, yet you're putting in sort of firelighters in there, and there's sort of this respect put across. And sort of that microchism is multiplied by a factor of a million in the RSL, the returned soldiers. They have retreated there because they're there because they're frightened. I think it might be a story. They've retreated from a harsh world of people whacking up their phones. So this entire step. Now this is, I was able to get a few little stories behind it. Why do we want a YouTube of this this process? Because youth only see things, they hear it, but it's only true if it's got the phone, the complementary information, complementary relevance that got through. So we've got all these little tiny micro steps. I've got the problem now how do I write a report for this, how my grant process is going, where I can't spend the grant money because to do so would be to actually, in my judgment, grant money is given to me in my judgment to actually do something in good faith. So I don't know, a lot of car mechanics will see that you've got a car which is a write-off, and they can see, I will charge you $700 to fix that car because you're up into your next road accident type of stuff. So rather than spend your money, I've got to do the pledge of actually looking after the group that it's for. So I hope that's helped the Be Connected group. I'll send this off to you and I'll try and explain it, and then I'll see if I can work on this to write a generalised document, a sort of matrix document to go across. The major thing is that the knowledge base, even in the Be Connected thing, it's almost as a we've got a sphere of people with great skills in another dimension, but within the dimension that we want to push them, they can't go. Then you've got the Be Connected group, who've got a great skill and they're very useful of self-assessing their communication ability, putting a strategy forward without ever actually sort of, I don't know, they're like HQ strategists, go out into the field. There's a sort of different as a sort of little mini field commander, not field commander, but it's a scout who's out there. And so when you say go from there to there, you think, oh, I can see, I'm not going to go down that valley, I'll have to skyline around here. That's going to take 3 hours. Even though that's 20 minutes, that's going to take 3 hours to actually scoot all around, not skylining, and get there without out compromising what's going on. And that's very much like that. There's sort of like, the HQ, our group of people, the group that you're trying to interact with, and being out there in the field trying to actually test, how many people can I help? What do they want to be helped on? What do they really need to do? What could really, really work and make this a coherent story? Where it could be a coherent story is where we get together as a big community and start doing historical walks. I think that would tick all the boxes. And young people come in with their mobile phones and can actually, like, the Be Connected stuff is the old people connect to the younger people on the station coming through. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll keep on fighting from there. Thanks a lot.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.